Over the next decade, up to 70,000 American troops will be withdrawn from Asia and Europe. It's part of a major military realignment announced recently by President Bush. Many Germans are wary of the plan. Their country is home to about 70% of the U.S. soldiers stationed in Europe, and as Kyle James reports, cities and towns near American bases worry that their economies will suffer when the soldiers move on.
Soldiers stationed at the Warner Barracks in Bamberg lower the German and American flags at 5 p.m. every day. It's a tradition that stretches back to the end of World War II.
Attention to colors!
But in the wake of the U.S. announcement of troop reductions in Europe, Stefan Schutzfuhl, a spokesman for the city of Bamberg, says people here are worried that one day the Stars and Stripes won't be going up that flagpole again.
Here in Bamberg, we've been living side by side with our Americans since 1945. And for many who don't know it any other way, they're simply a part of the city. If it comes to a complete pullout, an era would come to an end.
It was an era marked by Cold War tensions, when U.S. troops were stationed in Germany as a bulwark against communism. But the world has changed, and U.S. defense officials plan on pulling two heavy divisions out of Germany, about 30,000 troops. At least half of the soldiers stationed in Bamberg would likely go. The entire base could be closed. Stefan Schutzfuhl says there would be serious consequences if they lose 8,000 soldiers and family members.
We'd be facing immediate job losses since there are at least 350 civilian employees working at the base. Also, Americans are important clients to several industries, like local construction firms or the utility company. We're looking at losing many millions of dollars a year.
He says restaurants, hotels, and taxi companies would suffer, and the real estate market would be hit, as those soldiers who rent off base give landlords back their keys.
Good afternoon, AIG. Can I help you?
Sherry Prigmore is originally from Texas and now manages an insurance company opposite the base. She says all her customers are U.S. military personnel.
If they close down Bamberg and all, then this job will be gone.
So will several of the businesses up and down her street, which also cater to soldiers. She's hoping the Pentagon's decision isn't set in stone.
It's going to be a major hit in a couple years if that really happens. You know, they're saying right now 2006, but it always changes. You can't always say nothing 100%, you know, but it is the big talk now, and I could see it happening. It's not going to be good.
Bamberg's Baroque architecture and street musicians will still generate tourist income. Its industry is diverse enough to likely weather a base closing. But other smaller communities are almost entirely dependent on their U.S. bases. Still, not everyone is sad at the prospect of the Americans leaving.
I think they have different feelings about it.
Alexandra Davis, a German who learned her English in Mississippi, works near the base. She watched as several hundred people protested outside the gates when the war in Iraq began. She says opposition in Germany to the war is still as strong today.
Some, they're glad for the Americans to be gone. Some people, you know, they have their different thoughts and feelings about Americans, but some of them, I think, you know, they're pretty much upset about it.
That includes Joachim Hopper, head of Bamberg's Chamber of Commerce. Besides the economic concerns, he's worried a pullout could weaken already strained ties between the U.S. and Germany.
I think the close, friendly relationship that Bamberg and Germany as a whole have always had with the Americans will be hurt in a way, and I believe that a lot of people here will mourn that.
Now talk in Bamberg has moved from trying to convince the Americans to stay to figuring out how to use all that empty real estate that's likely to be available in the future. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James.